the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And you can hear this conversation right now and join in as soon as you do it. 317-239-1009. We actually have her on the line. I think it's best to get things going right now. It's time. I'm going to need your help on this.
I'm scared.
It's time to have my wife, Lindsay, who I love. Sure, all of Indianapolis thinks I'm a terrible husband, and that might be true. But it's time to have an intervention with my wife, Lindsay. Hey, babe, good morning.
You are so dramatic. Good morning.
Do you know why we're here having this intervention, besides the fact that we care about you?
No, I don't.
Well, if people want to see this intervention...
Or why we're having it, you mean?
Yeah. Sorry, like I said, I'm kind of shook up. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. It's there in our story. Okay. Lindsay, I think you have a problem. You tried it one time, and I think you're now addicted to riding scooters.
It's fun. I don't get why you're afraid of them.
Wait, is this video Joe having to pull over on the side of the road because you saw one and you had to ride it?
I think they're fun.
Wait, you had to get out of the moving vehicle?
We were driving home from Hopcat last night in Broad Ripple where we live. And she's like, stop the car. I'm like, what? Is there something I didn't see? So she gets out and she's like, leave my purse. Bye. And you can see in the video, she gets out, fires up the lime? And then she starts riding and I'm trailing behind her.
What'd you do? Ride it all the way home?
Well, we were right around the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to see if they did okay in the dark. And it was best to do that on a side street. So.
And how did they hold up in the dark? They have a light on them, right?
Yeah, they do. I was surprised. It works pretty well.
Are you not afraid of getting that $20 ticket for not wearing a helmet, though?
No, you don't have... I know you should wear a helmet. But technically, you don't have to.
But they will ticket you
for riding on sidewalks.
I think you have to wear a helmet. And here's the thing, babe. That's what people say after the first time. Now you've done it two times. And I bet it wasn't as good as the first time, was it? You're chasing that scooter high.
Oh, my gosh. You're afraid of everything. This doesn't even count.
You wouldn't
you're
do it?
You're afraid of ziplining. You won't go ice skating. You're terrified of life.
317-239-1009. Are you agreeing with my wife, Lindsay, here that I need to get over this and get on the scooter? Or can anybody else join in me and be on my side saying that my wife, Lindsay, needs an intervention? It is dangerous. How many people got hurt? 20 people got hurt in the first month of Lime and Bird?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you want to be another statistic?
No, I think she's fine.
Do
but
you
want to
be
funny?
Another statistic, Lindsay?
People die in cars every day, Joe.
I think it's fine. I think it's funny, though, that she was like, hold my purse and like hopped out of your moving car.
I think you have a problem here.
If you had taken scooters to the restaurant last night like I wanted to, we could have saved money on parking.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
Oh, I don't know, because we were going to go, I don't know, a couple of miles in the dark. What if we would have hit a bump or something? Lindsay, hang on. Hold on, please. There's people calling in. You need to listen to the people. Good morning. You are on the Joe and Alex Show with my wife, Lindsay. Who is this?
My name is Alex.
Alex, don't hold back. Tell my wife, Lindsay, what she needs to hear.
I don't disagree with her, though.
Okay, you have an addiction, huh?
I do. George.
See, George has got it too, doesn't he? All right. So, what do you think? Then you think I'm overreacting?
My husband is super afraid of these scooters too. We went to the Colts versus Houston game, okay, and we were like, okay, we need to get out of this traffic, and so we found some birds, and we were going along, and he was like, I cannot do this. He's like, I am so afraid of these things, and I really called him a wimp.
I thought they were fun. I've ridden them once with the Egyptian, my boyfriend, and he just zooms around on them. I am a little bit more hesitant because I am scared, like Joe is, of hitting a bump because I'm scared I'm going to like fly off and crack my head open.
You're going like 15 miles per hour, Alex. You could like hurt yourself,
right.
Break a bone.
I'm so scared to fall off. So like I go really slow, which drives my boyfriend nuts.
Babe, I would like you to give this up. I would like you to get help.
I know. They're so fun.
I think Lindsay loves this so much that if you try to get her to stop, she's just going to hop on one and leave your butt in the dust.
That's right.
She's going to peel out.
With a dog on each side.
She's going to peel out.
All right, Lindsay, I appreciate it. Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Amy.
Amy, please. I don't think I'm getting through this morning. Please say something to my wife, Lindsay.
You are totally right. I had a friend who went downtown and rode with his friends and fell off of them and almost broke both his wrists.
Yikes!
Oh, my gosh!
Yes, this was weeks ago, and they still hurt him. He goes to the gym every night. He cannot go still. That's how bad it was.
Lindsay.
He had to call an ambulance and everything.
Lindsay.
Pretty embarrassing for him, but it's bad.
What if you broke both your wrists and I had to wipe your butt? What then?
Oh my God. Then it would be payback for when you had hip surgery and I had to sponge bath you.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, I think everybody just lost this morning hearing that. So, hey, thank you for your call, Lindsay. I love you. Please get help.
Okay.
All right. That's my wife, Lindsay, here. I don't think she's going to do it. Do you?
Nope.
She hasn't hit rock bottom yet.
Well, she might if she falls off the scooter.